All right, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Nicholas Atala.
And I am Alexon Berge.
And this is Radiohead. Talking Radiohead, that's a name that I came up with, but we might change that later. But anyway, so last week, we kind of screwed up with some of the recording on it. But
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Yeah. We screwed up. I screwed up.
There we go.
Yeah.
I agree with.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I screwed up with that. But we did Pablo Honey, which is a throwaway album anyway for
them.
That's
true.
And we're getting into the real stuff here. So I guess we'll just talk about it. The second album, The Bends, 1995.
Man, that is an album. I would call that one of their essential albums.
Well, yeah, this one. And then OK Computer. And then Kid A. That's
In Rainbows.
Oh, well, yeah, but like that's like the classic three album.
Yeah,
go
that's
ahead.
True.
You
that's
know what
true.
I mean?
It's where like they just started producing just unbelievably incredible music consistently. Like every single one of those three albums is truly a work of art.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that probably the next 3 weeks about each one. But, you know, this is when we get into the tracks and we start talking about what's going on. Because Pablo Honey, if anyone was tuning in last week, Pablo Honey, it's a little disappointing.
As
compared to the rest of their catalog.
Exactly. It's only in comparison to the rest of Radiohead. If you compare it to the rest of rock or of any real music being produced around that time, it's average.
If you compare it to like...
I believe we gave it a 5, right?
I gave it a 5, you gave it a 6.
That's true, yeah.
And then, yeah, 5, 6. And then what I'd say about it is compared to like... Nothing against Stone Temple Pilots, but if you compare it to something like that, it sounds similar. It sounds that it's that 90s, early 90s grungy sort of thing. But
yeah.
The Bends, it's a little Britpop, a little art rock, some keyboards in there now.
Everything really changes
up here. And it changes it up.
Has
so,
three, in my opinion, it has three, the sequence of the three best songs, three songs played in sequence.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to that.
I think those three are
we'll get
best,
to that. We'll talk about that when we get to it. But anyway, first track, we're talking about Planet Telix?
Telix.
I gotta get these pronunciations on lock. But anyway, Planet Telix. So here we go.
We'll be right back.
So that was the first two tracks, the Bends.
Right, from the get-go.
Two songs that weren't hits, But
oh, but it doesn't even matter.
But two songs that I oh. When I first started listening to Radiohead, I probably first listened to Creep, probably first listened to Karma Police and all the hits, right?
Right.
Right off the bat, just like, I want to check them out, right?
Yeah.
This was the album that, and these are the first two songs where I listened through it and I was like, this is a pretty good band.
Yeah, these guys are something. This was like the first inkling that you had to,
oh yeah, yeah.
These guys might actually
have. They actually might know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, Playtelics, the bend's awesome. I love Johnny Greenwood's guitar in that.
Yeah, oh my
sick
God.
Distortion, love
yes.
It. It's just a rocking song. Anyway, we'll keep it rolling.
Up next is one of my favorite songs on the album.
High and Dry?
High and Dry. I really do enjoy High and Dry.
This is,
I think it really compliments Chomp. Like, I think that's one of the first times, like, Creep, you kind of get to see it, but I feel like Tom York's ability to sing is really, really well shown in High and Dry.
Oh,
it
yeah.
really goes up and down. And
I feel the same way about Fake Plastic Trees, yeah, which is track four.
Fake Plastic Trees
after,
is really...
After High and Dry.
You said that's your favorite song of all time.
Yeah,
right?
Back to back. High and Dry, Fake Plastic Trees, they complement each other so well.
Yeah, they really do.
I'd say that's Radiohead doing like their acoustic pop kind of Brit pop sort of thing at their best, which is like, and they mastered it and they killed it and they moved on to other stuff.
I do see what you mean. They're two really good, really wholesome songs. When you listen to them,
totally.
They feel very complete.
Oh, totally. Totally. But, you know, and it's just crazy to me that, you know, they just knock out this album and it's a perfect straightforward album for them.
Yeah. It's really interesting though, if I may say, is that one thing that I mentioned last week that I think we're gonna get a lot more of this week is last week I was talking about the flow of the albums.
Oh yeah.
Thinking about how the bends just ended and uh-huh. moving on towards High and Dry, you see
oh, yeah,
how
totally. I gotcha.
The music is much more fluidly staggered so that
oh, yeah.
the album flows much more cohesively.
Because Pablo Honey,
I just kind of
track after track,
yeah,
just kind of throw it down and say that sounds pretty good. But this is like, they probably put some time into some track placement. But anyway, the bends, Radiohead, next track three,
High and Dry.
Thank you. wow, just spectacular song.
Ugh.
It's exactly what, you know, like, I don't know. That's just, Don't Leave Me High and Dry. It's just,
there are a couple of radio songs that do that too.
Radio songs?
Yeah, radio songs. Radio
really?
Songs,
I'll just like, any radio song?
Well, any radio song, actually. Oh, of course, this is just a radio show after all.
I probably. I can look at some of these.
There are a number of Radiohead songs that really give me the chills. Some of them that I can just vibe out to like crazy because I love them. I'm crazy about them. But, yeah. Like there, like a couple of them that give me the chills on this album.
Specifically. Oh yeah, totally
like,
too. Yeah.
High and Dry and Fake Plastic Trees.
Yeah. Let me that like. All right. Let's just first off right here. This is like just probably the one lyric that gets me in High and Dry. Kill yourself for recognition. Kill yourself to never stop. You broke another mirror. You're turning into something you're not. Like this album, The Bends. This is where Tom York. He's laying down some poetry sometimes.
He really is.
He's just.
There are a couple of songs that when you listen to by Radiohead, like you don't even realize how much effort went into the lyrics. Like one of them that I think people don't understand is Motion Picture Soundtrack.
Oh yeah, that's for you guys who don't know. It's last track on Kid A, which is their fourth album. It's where that's where it starts getting they. That's where they leave Earth when it comes
it
to their
really
music.
Does. It really does.
But anyway, we're gonna keep moving on. We gotta keep going. Track four, we're gonna do Fake Plastic Trees, and we'll probably move through Bones and Nice Dream as well. So that's tracks 4, 5, and 6 on The Bends. Here we go. Fake Plastic Trees. This is a great song. My personal favorite. Green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. From a rubber man. All right. So that was tracks 4, 5, and 6 on the bends. Track 4, Fake Plastic Trees. Probably my favorite Radiohead song. Track 5, Bones. Track 6, Nice Dream. You have anything to say about those?
Of course.
All right.
you can find something new to say about literally every single Radiohead song, with the exception of Pablo Honey. Okay. And it's just, that's one of the most impressive qualities that I find with it. If you listen, like, you think that Fake Plastic Trees is the best song that they have, right?
Probably. Like,
and I can see your argument in that.
It's a logical argument.
It's a fair statement to make.
Thank you.
And just, but the thing is that I've never listened to another band that makes such unique songs flow together so well.
Okay.
Like, yeah, if you listen to that, especially in Nice Dream, you can hear, we were just talking about it, you can hear the guitar just kind of moan.
Such
a unique
That
way.
Johnny Greenwood tone, that Johnny Greenwood attack.
It's crazy. It's fantastic.
No.
But you hear that mix up and literally, like, you hear that little twist, that little Radiohead spin on the music in every single song, I feel like. And that, I don't know, that's why I love them. Every single time you can hear something a little bit unique that only you would hear if you were listening to Radiohead.
Well, yeah, what I'll say is that I was listening to Bones. This counts for High and Dry as well. The amount, this is, if you didn't know, Radiohead, they have 3 guitarists. Ed O'Brien, Johnny Greenwood, Tom York. All varying degrees of skill, but they all put it together in a way that meshes the sound, their attack, their dynamics into art, right? So in Pablo Honey, usually you just have Ed O'Brien on the chorus cranking up the distortion and going at it, right? In the bends, you got a little more intricate guitar play going on between all of them with the tones and what they're doing. And then once we get to OK Computer, that's, in my opinion, that's their best album, tied for with In Rainbows. I know Alexander's going to disagree with me, but
I don't know. I am very happy that we are not a very popular Radiohead podcast, because if we were, my next statement would probably start a war in the fandoms. But
probably.
I do not really like OK Computer.
Okay, well, next week we'll be.
We're gonna
really get into it. Then we're gonna argue, seriously argue about this. And there's also one track that I want to lift from their 2017 release of that. But anyway.
All right. No, I think we are going to end up arguing, because I don't know. I feel like I might just have to re-listen to it. I will give it a fair chance. I will. It's been a while. It's been probably 3 months.
You'll sit in this seat this time.
Oh, I'm going to sit in the big boy seat.
You'll sit in the big boy seat, and you got to take in AK Computer again.
All right.
You gotta close your eyes, take it.
All my friends used to argue that OK Computer was one of the best, and I just couldn't get around it. I was always on the Kid A In Rainbows wave.
All right, once you get to Moonshade Pool, then you're gonna be hooked on
that. That's true. I haven't listened to Moonshade Pool yet, ladies and gentlemen. I need to fix this.
Yeah, that's a sleeper for the best album. Anyway, just a reminder, everyone, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, East Pennsylvania. I'm Nicholas Atala. This is Talking Radiohead. I'm with my co-host,
Alex Onberge.
Oh, of course. And we're going to go through another 3 tracks here. This is your favorite. Your favorite.
No.
All
right. Let me tell you what. I always talk about how good the album's flow. I really do.
It's
one of the staples of Radiohead. But these 3 songs, just My Iron Lung and Bulletproof, those 3 songs, that sequence of songs is my favorite sequence of any songs in the Radiohead and in the entire Radiohead library.
All right, so
they go together so impeccably well.
Oh, totally.
Yet they are all so very distinct. They don't sound like they blend together, but you don't notice that one song. It's incredible, because they don't blend.
No, they don't.
But
they go together, yeah.
You have trouble distinguishing when one song ends and the next starts.
Yep.
It's fantastic. It's so good.
What I will say is,
I also think that Just is the best song on the album.
Just? Oh, really?
It's so good.
Close second. Anyway, so Just, what I'd say is, if you're listening, just listen for, there's this guitar, it's not really a solo, it's more like a instrumental,
Yeah, it's a mini solo. I'd call it a mini solo.
Yeah. And you got Johnny Greenwood doing his classic Johnny Greenwood stuff. You got some keyboards in there. You got you have some sick drumming going on.
Not to mention, all topped off by Tom York's
angelic voice.
That's what I was about to say.
So anyway, here we go.
The sequence.
Just My Iron Lung and Bulletproof. You can hear it already.
So, folks, that was
my trilogy.
Yeah, so that was tracks 7, 8, and 9. The Bends, Just, My Iron Lung, Bulletproof.
I know My Iron Lung and Just, they always go hand in hand. But what gets me every time is I always forget how Bulletproof comes out of nowhere. I'm always expecting that next banging track, that next crazy track of like... just keeping that like really almost that hard rock vibe that
of Just My Iron Lung. Iron Lung
do. No. And then out of nowhere I get walloped with Bulletproof.
I got you.
Every time it takes me by surprise. Yeah. And I love it every time.
Yeah, that's I haven't listened to Bulletproof in probably since I started listening to the Bends, and that there's like a Johnny Greenwood or a, I don't know if it's Ed O'Brien or Tom York, but there's that little arpeggio sort of thing that goes on in, during the chorus.
Exactly what you're talking
that
about.
That is sublime. That is,
it really is, dude.
That is insane. But anyway, we got to keep going, so we got to finish our show almost on time, even though no one's after us. But we're gonna do tracks 10, 11, 12 next, and then we'll rate the album, and then we'll sign off. Okay, so track 10, Black Star. That's probably I want to say that's a really good track. Track 11, Sulk.
I liked Sulk.
Not familiar with that one.
I liked Sulk.
I don't remember that one. We'll give it a listen. We'll talk about it. And then we have Street Fear and we have Fade Out. Yeah, Fade Out's classic as well. Always. So 10, 11, 12. Here we go. Starting with Black Star. All right, so that was
The Bends.
Yes, sir. Wow. That's at Radiohead's second album, 1995. Tremendous.
Every time I go through it. Every time
so,
I go
like, through it. Standout tracks, top three tracks on The Bends for me. Fake Plastic Trees.
Yeah.
Just, Black Star. Those are my top three tracks.
I would agree with that. I would reverse Just. I would put it first.
Okay.
I would put Fake Plastic Trees second, and I would actually put Fade Out.
What about High and Dry? You love High and Dry as well, don't you?
I do love High and Dry.
But there's a lot of good songs.
I forgot about High and Dry. I think it might be a tie for High and Dry and Fade Out. Fade Out always gets me because I always forget about it. But that the subtle acoustic guitar in it really, really does it for me.
It's great, great. So we're out of time, a little bit over, but we got a rank. We got a grade.
We said out of normal music first, and then
out of Radiohead. So
out of normal music, I would put this at a 9.
Putting it at a 9, normal music? All right. But like, so just reminding everyone, last week, Pablo Honey, we rated what?
I rated this 5.5.
You said 6.
I had 5 to 6.
5 to 6. I said 5. This week, The Bends, I'm doing 8.
Eight. I really do like
The Bends. It's between 7 and 8 for me.
I don't know. I think I might pass 10 once we get to Kid A.
Yeah.
Is the only problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that The Bends, to me, great, great album. But I know that there's better stuff coming. But anyway.
I don't know. For me, I think that I'm a little bit of a last minute change here. But
okay.
One thing that I'm going to be doing is I am going to rate the albums that I think no other bands can approach in terms of how good they are. Like, they're only Radiohead can get that good.
I got you.
That's when I'm going to pass 10.
Oh, okay.
So I think that this is the upper end of what most other musicians can produce.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I'll give it a 7.5.
You went down.
Seven or eight. That's what I say.
I'm with my answer, eight.
Seven or eight.
So many good tracks on this.
Yeah, I know. Probably next week we'll be reversed, but
yeah, I don't know about that. We'll have to see.
I'm excited though.
I mean, it's honestly, I know that I am. I have to be missing something.
How about this? The Bends, we did across out of where is it placed in music generally? Now, where is Bends if you're rating it in the context of Radiohead's catalog?
Now it gets hard.
It does get hard.
Now it gets hard. I would have, in terms of Radiohead's catalog, a 6. 6 or a 7.
A 6 or a 7? I give it a 5 or a 6. Somewhere around there.
I really do like the
Bends. It depends how I'm feeling on a given day.
That's true.
Because this is music that, you know, I can play in the car, have a good time with.
I don't know. I have a soft spot in my heart for Just. I really do love that song.
Yeah, same thing with Fat Plastic Trees.
But then again, once we get to Kid A, I'm just going to have to put it at 10, literally only because of Motion Picture Soundtrack.
So,
I could listen to that song times in a row and cry every time.
Yeah, well, like when you get to Nude.
Oh.
True Love Waits on Moonshaped Pool. You don't know that one yet.
I know. Great. I've heard a lot about it.
Album. But anyway, so that's it for today. Just reminding everyone, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Talking Radiohead. My name is Nicholas Atala.
And I am Alexandre Berigy.
Just going to let you guys off with, that was The Bends, Radiohead. Next week, OK Computer. Great album.
Looking forward to
possibly
it.
Possibly my favorite album. It depends how I'm feeling on each day. But anyway, see you guys next week.